As I went out sailing, 'twas in the springtime, I went to West Indies to rest up my mind. As I was out walking for pleasure one day, 'twas a lonely recreation to while time away. As I sat amusing myself on the grass, so who should I spy but a fair Indian lass. She sat down beside me, and taking my hand, said, "You are a stranger, and in a strange land. But if you will follow, you're welcome to go and dwell in the cottage that I call my home. Together we wandered, together did roam, till we came to the cottage in the coconut grove. She asked me to marry and offered her hand, saying, 'My father's a chieftain of all of this land. My father's a chieftain, a ruler is he. I'm his only daughter, my name is Mohi. Oh no, my fair maiden, that never could be, for I have a true love in my own country.' It was early one morning in May, when to this fair maiden these words I did say, 'I'm going to leave you, so farewell, my dear. My ship's sails are spreading, to home I must steer. The last time I saw her, she stood on the sand, and as I passed by her, she waved me her hand, saying, "When you get over to the girl that you love, remember the Mohi in the coconut grove." When I had landed on the native shore, with friends and relations around me once more, I looked all around me, not one could I see that I could compare with the pretty Mohi. And the girl I had trusted proved untrue to me, so I'll turn my course backward far over the sea. I'll turn my course backward far o'er the blue sea. I'll spend the rest of my days with the lass of Mohi." He gave me a rose, a pretty white rose, and asked me to wear it for him. I have that rose yet, and I never shall forget to wear it as long as he proves true. It was on the mossy banks as we sat there side by side, the beautiful river beneath our feet, as we whispered words of love and the seabirds sang above. His words were tender, low, but sweet. They found him next day in the cold and murmuring stream, where he had thrown himself to drown, with the rose between his teeth, as if he meant to say, "I wish to wear this rose in my crown." "Who is at my bedroom window? robbing me of my night's rest. It is I, my dearest Lena. It is one that loves you best. Lena, dear, go ask your mother if my wedded bride you can be. If she says no, return and tell me, and I'll no longer trouble thee. Willie, dear, I dare not ask her as many times as she said no. You will have to seek another to ease your tender-hearted woe. Hearing this, he drew a dagger, plunged it through his own dear heart. Sing farewell, farewell, dear Lena. You and I will have to part. Seeing this, she snatched it from him, plunged it through her snowy white breast. Sing farewell, farewell, dear mother. Willie and I have come to rest. Mother takes baby to Byloland, where she can see the sights so grand. When the first stars in the bright skies peep, mother rocks baby to sleep. Byloland, baby is going to Byloland. Byloland, baby is going to sleep. Mother tells stories at close of day. Mother wipes all our tears away. And when our evening prayer is said, mother stays right by our bed. Byloland, baby is going to Byloland. Byloland, baby is going to sleep.
Take me home, little Annie, take me home. Take me home, little Annie, take me home. I'm gonna sail around the bend where little Annie committed sin. Where the bad boys will never bother me. Oh, I can't stay here by myself. Oh, I can't stay here by myself. I'm gonna hang my something on a high old tree. Where the bad boys will never bother me.
Let me think of this.
I wish all the girls were like bricks in my pile, and I was some mason, I'd lay them in the pile. Throw your leg over, oh, throw your leg over. Throw your leg over the man in the moon. I wish all the girls were like Gypsy Rose Lee, and I was a G-string. Boy, what I see. Throw your leg over, throw your leg over, throw your leg over the man in the moon. I were a rose on the garden wall. I would love and would grow so tall. I would scatter underneath the barracks by the corner white. I'll always stand and wait for you at night.
Did you live?